blockbuster starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet brought the horror and romance of the tragedy to a new generation. But when the unsinkable luxury liner went down after hitting an iceberg on her maiden voyage, more than 1,500 people perished in the icy waters of the North Atlantic. Now David Savage, a behavioural economist from Queensland University of Technology, has concluded that more British passengers died than Americans because they stood in line. But his study also destroys another enduring myth. He found no evidence that poorer passengers were locked down below and unable to reach the deck to escape. And his work also suggests that gallantry withstood the rising waters. Mostly, he says, the women and children first rule was followed. But if he's right about the rest, then Leonardo DiCaprio, who played an American in the movie, would have cheated to survive, and Kate Winslet would have got a seat in a lifeboat much sooner. Whilst the Brits would have gone down, not to the sound of the band playing, but to the sound of a polite chorus of, "After you, no, after you."